I already had my clothes. I already had my drugs lined up for the parade. I took my shirt back to the store yesterday. Guy was like, "You were in here last week." I was like, "I sure was."
What shirt was like? Was it one of the bootleg ones you were saying?
No, it was like a real. I'll send you a picture of it. Just said like, they didn't have any like Super Bowl gear, so I had to just get. It was a Falcons football, like just NFC.
They are in fact. It's sports on it.
Just sports. And I sure as hell did take it back. Bet your ass I did. And at the sign, almost took a picture. I got it at, I think, Lids, like at the mall here. And the sign was like, "When we win, gear, 8 o'clock in the morning." I was like, "Oh, I want to." I was like, "This is famous last words, too. I want to take a picture." And I didn't. And I regret it.
Oh, no. Poor Atlanta.
It was like 9 o'clock, but it was like scratched off to say like 8 o'clock. He was like, "We can't wait. We won't wait another hour."
Any other day, it would be 9, but this year, nuh-uh. 8 a.m.
It said win, and win, the first win was in all caps. I was like, "This is famous last words if I've ever seen it."
That's incredibly brazen for a town that has.
Or Atlanta. Yeah, all right. Like, I can see if New England had that up, okay.
If it was like when, like, culture goes platinum, like, that I can understand.
Right. Oh,
when
yeah,
the Falcons beat the Patriots, like, let's make sure the clock strikes zero first.
I was like, all right, that's. I'm glad I kept my receipt.
You were at the party with the tags on it still?
I sure the hell was. Get that thing back the next day. I'm about to check to see if that cash hit my card right now. Who has the time?
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. Like, you were on the Falcons bandwagon for exactly one game.
Oh, yeah. I sat near the front. So it was easy for me to get off. It was like 28. I was on when it was like 28-16. That's when I pulled the cord. I was like, "This is my stop. This is not gonna work out." I would never ever forget that night.
You saw the writing on the wall. You were like, "I've seen this before."
I was like, "Nope."
Trill Weathers.
It me.
How's it going, pal?
Going good, man. I'm lying. How are you?
Yeah, what's the current mood in Atlanta?
Oh, it's miserable. It is like the weather, the sky, the sun hasn't shined a couple days now. I don't know if you saw like the pictures of the people that greeted the Falcons when they got back. It was like 11 people.
Man, there were more buses than people in that picture.
That's a fact. Like, that was like, people get out of jail to more fanfare than that. So it was not a good look. Like, if you're looking to blow the, "This is a bad sports town" off your resume, that wasn't the way to do it.
Yeah, like, Buffalo is, like, when they lost like 4 in a row, like, those fans were still showing up by like the thousands.
Well, that's lunacy.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I don't encourage that kind of behavior for sure, but
how many Super Bowl losses in a row would it take for you to be out on the Patriots? Or are you in now? I feel like you're probably already in.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a season ticket holder for some time, like.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, like that it's tough cuz like Atlanta has won, like, they've won total title. They showed that during the collapse. I don't know why they didn't show that earlier when it looked like they're about to get number 2.
Nah.
But they showed it while the collapse, like while we were down like 8, and then they showed our like 4,000 titles. So it was like, yeah, like the Patriots could never win again and I'd still like stay there. Like, I'm not going to jump off a team that I've seen win 5. Like, that feels outrageous.
That's fair. I don't know. One, maybe 2. I think after 2, I'm probably out of there, buddy. It's probably like gambling. Like, you feel like you're warming up the slots. Like, as soon as you leave, somebody's going to hit the jackpot. So, I don't know. 4 is rough, though.
4, yeah. 4 straight, too. Like,
okay, like, no break.
No break. Like, you dominate all regular season. Like, some of the greatest offenses of all time. Like, only needed to hit a field goal to win one of them. Got blown the fuck out in 2, and then the other one was close. Like, just every single way you can lose, they figured it out.
I'm gonna say, yeah, if you lose by like 54 straight, you'd be like, yeah, this is, we just ain't got it.
Yeah.
But no, a different catastrophic way every single time. That's no good.
To like different teams too, like that. Like it's not, yeah, like the same team showed up to, they didn't like face right. a different dynasty, like.
Yeah, the Cowboys just have our number. No, the Redskins also have our number. The Giants also have our number.
And the 49ers.
And the 49ers also have our number. Outside that, we can beat any of the remaining 25 teams in the NFL. Bring it on.
So, mixtapes. Is this volume 20? I think it's volume 20.
This is 19, almost.
So volume 20, no.
32, yeah. Like I said.
Mixtape episode 1000. oh, Jesus Christ, if I ever say that. So volume 19, I would like to start off with a quick apology to everyone. On this show, we pride ourselves on being right all the time. We've pretty much predicted how everything will go in the NBA. We tried to venture over to the NFL. We should clearly stay in our lane. I said the Atlanta Falcons would hang 31 points on the New England Patriot defense. I've never been so embarrassed and ashamed in my entire life. This is my official apology to everyone out there, Devin McCourty, Logan Ryan, Dante Hightower, just the whole gang. I let you down, guys. I'm sorry for thinking you would allow as many points as 31. That was wrong of me. I'm here. I'm putting my hand up. Tyler, you can see me. I'm putting my hand up. I'm owning it. Just, I mean, it hurts. It hurts me.
Picking against our Patriots.
I mean, I gave us the win. I nailed the 34. Now, at the same token.
You did, yeah, you did have that.
I was 100% correct about never being able to lose to Matt Ryan. I was 100% correct in taking away Julio Jones. It's 100% correct that Devontae Freeman would run all over us, and why they stopped giving him the ball, I'll never understand, because it was horrifying every time he touched the fucking ball.
Are you talking about Devontae or Julio? Are you talking about Tevin Coleman? Are you talking about Gabriel? Are you talking about any Falcons player terrifying touching the ball? Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I can see that.
What's great is I was right about Matt Ryan stinking. Like, yeah, he got some great passer rating because he stunk that. He didn't do anything. Like, Matt Ryan stunk. Like, everyone's trying to say he didn't choke. Like, no. Matt Ryan choked harder than pretty much anyone I've ever seen choke.
Nah, he didn't even choke harder than Kyle Shanahan, so that's not fair. He's second, maybe, but...
Kyle Shanahan didn't tell him to hold the ball while Trey Flowers was ragdolling him 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, see, that's exactly why, like, if you look at the passer rating, he did, but the passer rating doesn't tell you when it was third and four, and it's like, hey, we need a field goal. And he's like, sure thing. I'm going to go out and get sacked. We're going to lose 17 yards. It's going to be fine. Like, that, your passer rating's still fine, so.
Yeah, passer rating did not get affected by that 25-yard sack.
The fumble? That fumble doesn't... Doesn't affect the passer rating. Go figure.
The interception he threw out of bounds. The one he threw to Julio, which is, we're going to call that the Jimmy Butler of catches, because no one gives a fuck about that catch anymore. That went from like one of the most athletic, incredible, acrobatic things that's ever been done by a quote-unquote human being, and it doesn't matter. Didn't matter at fucking all.
It does. Like, while you were saying it, I was trying to, like, I eventually settled on it, but I was like, I don't even know what he's talking about right now. It's like the Marcus Paige shot. It's never going to matter.
Yeah, the Marcus Paige shot. I mean, someone referenced that recently, like before this game and everything, and I was like, what are they talking about? It's like, oh yeah, he hit one of the biggest shots of all time, and it was promptly erased by...
Oh yeah, and nobody outside of Chapel Hill cares.
Yeah, and even they shouldn't care. Like, I don't think too many Falcons fans are like, well, at least Julio made that catch. Like, I don't think they're saying that.
Bronze lining. I've long said that the Villanova was the worst loss of all time. I'm sure it's hyperbole. I think this tops it. A fluke shot, like a million different things can go wrong on that play. 25 points? Nah, man. I think this is the worst loss in sports history.
Ooh, like,
For the way they like losing the Super Bowl, that somebody does that every year. I looked that up earlier. Somebody does that literally every single year. But losing by 25, that's,
It wasn't even like they got off to like the Patriots kicked a field goal first drive, and then the Falcons just scored four quick touchdowns, and then the next three quarters we chipped away. They had a 25-point lead with like 18 game minutes left.
Yeah.
And I lost the game. In case people are just tuning in, like I said, I don't even know what, like, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. We would score 34 points, win the football game. Like, another day.
Let me tell you how close we were. I told somebody, I was like, I'm about to stop texting for a minute because I'm about to go charge my phone because I need 100% battery when I'm out in the city tonight. And instead, I went home alone with like a 97% battery charge, like just phone full of battery for absolutely nothing. It was great.
You sweet soul.
Love some Super Bowl Sunday. Love Sprites. Love some Sprites.
It was, I mean, you've seen Atlanta for so long. Like, how anyone thought that game was over? Like, the only time, and like a lot of, there have been a lot of people out there who are like, oh, I never gave up. Like, we were clearly going to win that game. No, it wasn't fucking clear we were going to win the game.
No. You absolutely should have given up.
I never gave up, but the one time I was like, that's not great, was when Steven Asshole Goskowski lines up for an extra point and just dings it right off the fucking upright. Like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like,
that was, what, 28-9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember, like, the next time, right after that, I was like, the Falcons have to score. I remember saying that. The Falcons have to score here because if they get it, like, to 28-16, 28-17, that's a wrap. That's way too close for Tom Brady.
Like, then we come down. First of all, I've been a big proponent for launching Josh McDaniels' entire corpse into the sun for quite some time now.
Talk about it.
He's just going to keep having a job because he gets to coach Tom Brady. Like, the Patriots would have had the exact same record over the past 27 years if I was the offensive coordinator for that entire, like, he's done nothing. And the fact that he just keeps getting to collect checks and coach Tom Brady is outrageous. He threw a tight end screen with like 6 seconds left to end the half.
You know how bad it is when white people are getting mad at white privilege. That's amazing. White people are like, wait a damn minute, dude. I could do that.
And people yell at me, like other Patriots fans, like, oh, you're way wrong on Josh McDaniels. Like, Tom loves him. Bill keeps hiring him. And it's like, yeah, Bill keeps hiring him because he can just yell at him whenever the fuck he wants. And then he's
saying, yeah, he should keep getting hired there. He does good work there, but like him going elsewhere? No, I'd want no part of that.
I need it. I need someone that, like, the 49ers tried. Thank you, San Francisco. I appreciate San Francisco for trying their hardest, but McDaniels was like, eh, I don't think I want to. And that kills me.
You want Steve Sarkisian? He's unavailable now, but you could have, if you ponied up, you could have had him, man.
It's just fucking outrageous that he threw a tight end screen. Didn't work at all. Like, it lost yards, and we were on, like, the 5 or some shit. Like,
hey, you guys got the best tight end of all time. I agree with that. He wasn't playing, but, like, I like it in general. Like, I've got these set number of plays. I'm going to run with these.
He's throwing 3rd and 3. We're making this comeback. He dials up a Julian Edelman pass. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Dude, I'm looking at the box score right now. This is pitiful.
The Patriots had the ball. Like, we ran twice as many plays as they ran. Like, Matt Ryan threw the ball, like, 20 times. Like, he did nothing.
Yeah, 17 for 23. I'm looking at it right. Like, before the game, if I told you Matt Ryan had a quarterback rating of 144, the Falcons rushed for over 5 yards a carry, and Julio caught every single target. And they sacked Tom Brady 5 times. You'd be like, yeah, we won by 6 in overtime.
Yeah, I would have been like, yeah.
That textbook.
Patriot football. It's the Patriot way, Tyler.
That's the way since Billy Boy's been here.
Like, the thing that made me most nervous, because, again, Steven Goskowski's an asshole, getting 2 2-point conversions, I don't know. Like, the Falcons just, like, rolled over at some point.
Oh, yeah. Now, that, again, I'm telling you, I knew, like, once it was 28-12, I was like, they're going to go for both 2-point conversions. That's just how this is going to work.
And
like, the Falcons needed one, like, any points, literally 1 point. But nah.
And you'd think when you get all the way down to, what was it, the 21, the 22-yard line with, like, 4 minutes left in the game. Like, if Matt Ryan took 3 consecutive snaps and just fell down, like, those would have been 3 of the best plays in Super Bowl history.
I think I saw that they ran, 9 plays in the second half. Like, that's, I think, I want to go back and look, like, at the play-by-play. Like, that can't be right.
That defense, that Patriots defense, like.
Gosh, full of hogs. Wilfort, Samuel, Law, Malloy.
Like, Dante Hightower, when I was on the I Hate Sully podcast talking about this game ahead of time, he brought up Dante Hightower, a player I've long caped for, with good reason. And he asked if I thought he was the best 3-4 inside linebacker in the league. And, of course, I said yes. I'm starting to think he's the greatest linebacker of all. Like, fuck Lawrence Taylor. Fuck Ray Lewis. Like, I honestly think it's Dante. No one makes bigger plays that, like, get completely washed over because so many other miraculous things happen around him. But
he's not a dancer, man. He doesn't have a thing. He doesn't do coke. He doesn't dance after tackles. What am I supposed to pin to this guy?
He just...
Quality play? It's boring.
Quality play when it matters most? Like...
It's boring. I'd rather you coke and dance.
I said on this and many other podcasts, like, he was going to have to blitz to make a difference in this game because he wasn't going to be able to cover Freeman, which when Freeman and Coleman came out of the backfield to catch passes, we just did the brilliant thing and just didn't cover him at fucking all, which somehow worked.
It worked too well because Kyle Shanahan was like, never again.
I listened back to our last episode, just only the Patriots talk because I wanted to remember all the takes that you had.
Sure. And lay them on me. Lord knows I don't remember.
One of them that stuck out.
here it comes.
Was Matt Ryan losing wouldn't be funny. Would you like to revise that take?
You know what? I sit corrected. Matt Ryan losing that game has been very funny.
So funny. Very funny. Like, I think in your mind you were like, yeah, the Patriots would just like lead the whole time, and like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's not like the Patriots winning 34-17. That's not funny.
Correct. And I would agree with that.
Yeah, but Matt Ryan had a quarterback rating of 144.1 and lost. That's hilarious.
They threw the ball to Julio four times.
And he caught all four. Like, that's the, like, if he was like 1 for 4, like, hey man, they were bracketing coverage, they had a double and all. No, he caught every single one. He averaged 20 yards a catch, and they were like, we'll save that for the third half.
Like, not only did he catch the ball, like, he wasn't really open on any of them either. So, like, he was just making ridiculous, like, two of them, like, were both just, like, ridiculous, like, sideline catches where I still don't know how he got both feet down. And, like, the ball didn't even consider, like, budging at all. And then, like, the other one was, like, across the middle where he just ripped it out of Logan Ryan Sands. He was like, no, actually, I'm going to catch this. Like, he was just catching fucking everything. Like, and he was covered on all of them. And... they were just like, four is enough for Julio.
Why, we don't want to burn him out. It's a long season. I'm looking right now. The Falcons had three separate receivers catch multiple passes and average 20 yards a catch. Three separate.
Like
Jones,
ever?
Gabriel, Freeman. No, in this game. in this particular game, they had three receivers average 20 yards a catch and not on like one catch for 25 yards. No, multiple catches.
Yeah,
that's mind-blowing.
Gabriel put Malcolm Butler in an absolute blender, and no one will ever care. Like, Malcolm, like, he doesn't have to worry about that play at all because no one remembers it.
Nah. How did James White not get Super Bowl MVP? That's a travesty.
I was going for him. I thought Grady Jarrett should have won it. They would have given it to Matt Ryan. I thought Grady Jarrett should 100%. Have won it if the Falcons won because he – was
everywhere,
demolishing. Like, Tom should have fumbled in the first quarter when he got hit like blindside by Jarrett. I don't know how he held on to that one, but I mean,
I don't know how they held on to it. I don't know why there's not 20 fumbles. I don't know why 20 ACLs don't get torn a game. I don't understand football. I've actually never seen a football.
But I mean, James White, the Patriots smashed like 40 Super Bowl records in this game, and James White was like several of them, and one of them was like most points scored. Like, he scored 20 of the 28 points for the Patriots. Like, that's not, I mean, 34, excuse me. That's no small feat by any means.
He had 14 catches. He is not a wide receiver. He should have got the MVP.
He kind of is a wide receiver. Like, we line him up out there all the fucking time. Like, anytime, like, I think he might have, like, tied, like, his season total for rushes in that game. Like,
he should have. Like, here's this person they can't cover. And give Josh McDaniels some credit. He was like, yeah, we're actually going to keep throwing it to him.
I can't.
And Kyle Shanahan was like,
I can't give him credit because, like, I think part of the reason James White stayed on the field so long is because LeGarrette Blount fumbled. And it doesn't matter what game it happens in. If you fumble, Bill Belichick's not going to play you anymore.
He might be unemployed again this summer. It's like, how does LeGarrette Blount keep running for 1,400 yards and find him? Well, he fumbled once in the division championship, and that was that.
The Patriots defense only gave up I'm like, people keep saying, oh, they held Atlanta to 21 points. No, fuck that. They held Atlanta to 14 points. It, like, the Atlanta scored 14 points off turnovers. I'm not putting any of those. One of them you literally can't put on the defense because Tom Brady was the only defender on the field when he threw it in stride to their safety.
I was going to say, what am I? I'm the Tom Brady pick. What's the other touchdown? I'm drawing a blank.
It was off the look. Like, we were driving in the second quarter, and that's when LeGarrette just got. I mean, he got stripped.
Yeah.
Like, I. When that ball came out, like, I knew they were going to recover it. That's just what happens there. But, like, they walked down the field and scored. That was, I think, the Hooper. That was the Freeman touchdown, I think, where he cut. He made, like, the strongest cut I've ever seen anyone make on that play.
God, Devontae Freeman carried the ball 11 times. He had 75 yards. He also had 46 yards on two. Devontae Freeman averaging 12 yards a touch at Shanahan's light in time. We got him right where we want him.
They did, though. Like, he's not even that wrong. They did. Because they only ran the ball, I think, four or five times in the second half, and their longest rush was, like, 3 yards. And on their second longest rush, Tevin Coleman, like, blew out his knee. He'll never play again.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, the Patriots defense deserves so much credit in this game. Like, Tajay Hightower is a free agent. We need to pay him all of the money. Because we don't win two Super Bowls without him making two huge plays. Like, he murdered Matt Ryan on that strip. Like, Matt Ryan did. You also went on to say Devontae been picking up blitzes, which he very much fucking Olay'd out of the way for Dante Hightower to go murder his quarterback.
Hey, if I wasn't getting carries either, I'm not blocking, so I don't. Yeah. I don't feel bad about that take. I don't feel bad about Devontae doing that.
Forget about the touches. If I saw Dante Hightower running towards me, I'm not making the. I don't care what's going on.
Well, if I saw him running toward, I wouldn't know who he was. I'd have to see, like, some sort of ID. I have no idea what he looks like. But after I established identity, yeah, I probably.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
What other hilarious things happened in this game? Julian Edelman making the most ridiculous catch there ever was or will be.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen, there was the fucking curse catch that Malcolm Butler broke up and he kicked it like three times and then caught it on his back from last Super Bowl. I still don't understand how that happened. It's obviously the Tyree catch, which they decided to show while I'm having a fucking heart attack, trying to watch this comeback, imagining somehow winning this game. They're like, oh, by the way, remember the time you lost this game in a horrific fashion?
That was cool.
Thanks, Fox. So then Edelman making that. I mean, like, Julio literally made the most impressive catch of all time. Then Edelman makes, like, the most bullshit catch of all time, and Julio's catch no longer matters.
Yeah, like, that catch, that was the exact moment I was at, like, Super Bowl party, and that's when everybody was like, oh, no. It was like Super Bowl, like, people are kind of casually paying attention, right? Like, you see 28-3, you're getting drunk. Folks were getting fucked up because they're like, yeah, we're about to go out. 28-9, you're not really sweating it. 28-12. Yeah, okay. Then you look up and it's like 28-26, Patriots going for the 2-point conversion. The people are like, what? Huh? What? I was outside. Like, what did I miss?
Yeah, blunts are being rolled. People are just talking. The dip that's still left over from the first half is getting consumed. And you're just like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, like picking outfits. Like, yeah, if we're going downtown, I need to change pants. And none of it mattered.
I think you also owe an apology to a man who you've raked over the coals for some time.
This could literally be anybody.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. I tried to tell you, you just hate listening. I don't know what it is with you. I tried to tell you he would go right to Malcolm Mitchell when he needed to. And Malcolm Mitchell had a better game than Julio Jones. Fact.
I mean, he did get the ball, so it's hard to argue that.
He was, in fact, passed the Malcolm Mitchell almost also lost the Super Bowl because he made a first down catch and he proceeded to just put the ball on the ground, which would have been the worst blunder in the history of decisions.
He was thinking about what Tom was going to do if he dropped it, man. Now, Tom weak-armed a couple of balls Malcolm Mitchell's way early.
Shut up.
Like, it is what it is. I saw what I saw.
Tom had an electric second half, but he also, like, three different times just threw it directly at a Falcons defender, and it would pop up and just land in, like, Martellus Bennett's hands, Julian Edelman's hands. Like, he should have thrown a few interceptions that somehow just kept going to Patriots.
Well, that's just dick showing at that point. Like, I dare you to catch it. You're not going to do it. Like, I'm going to throw it right at you, Keanu Neal. You're not going to catch it.
He threw fucking We literally just won a Super Bowl by the other team getting down to the goal line and throwing the ball. Fucking Josh McDaniels, first and goal from the two.
Yeah, if you want him gone, that play right there, I agree.
He dials.
I was like, no. Not like this.
Dials up the corner fade to Vic Beasley. Vic Beasley does not, in fact, play for the Patriots. My heart jumped out of my chest so quickly. I don't know what I was so angry at Josh McDaniels in that moment. I was like, just run the fucking – normally, like regular season, we get down to the goal line. I'm like, yeah, throw it three times. We got down to the goal line then. I wanted Blount on the field. I wanted, like –
I would rather four quarterback sneaks.
Yeah, that. I wanted Heath Evans out of retirement. Like, I wanted Patrick Pass out. I wanted anyone big just on the field. I was like, I don't give a fuck if they know the run's coming. Just fucking run it in. Even if
you're just going to have to stop it.
Even like go four downs. If you don't get it, fine. The Atlanta Falcons are on the half inch line. Like, I'm fine with that too. Like, don't kick the fucking field goal.
Jesus Christ. Like, I'm looking at these last two drives. 8 plays, 75 yards. 10 plays, 91 yards. It was a wrap.
91 yards. Like,
in 10 plays in 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
And the first two passes when we got on the last drive in regulation. The first two passes were terrible plays. Like, one was like a bomb to Chris Hogan that he just like stopped and just decided, I don't want to catch this one. And then like 3rd and 10.
But if it was Malcolm Mitchell, though.
Malcolm Mitchell would have caught it. I think Malcolm Mitchell's better than Chris Hogan. Like, he would have caught the fucking
ball. Wouldn't have been thrown to Malcolm Mitchell. It's a trick question.
He threw it to him like 3 times on this drive.
He didn't throw it to him on that play, though.
He sure didn't. He fucking should have. Just a game for the ages. 28-3.
I seriously think, like, if I was really all in on it, I think I'd stop. Like, how do you watch football ever again after this?
Like, Atlanta's suffered some brutal losses in all their years, but, like, here's the thing. The Patriots didn't even beat the Falcons. The Patriots beat 31 teams on Sunday. They beat the entire league because there wasn't anyone who wears another team's jersey that was rooting for the Patriots. Like, the whole country was on the Falcons.
Look at that. I watched some of the parade, and I'm like, this might be the first and last time ever that just, like, groups of rich white men are like, nobody believed in us. I fucking hate parades. I didn't watch a second. I cut that shit off.
I mean, it was an electric
parade.
Billions
of dentists, doctors, accountants, small business owners, like, they counted us out, man. They didn't want to see Biff take it.
I mean, we were the most – my mentions the first half were – like, you were in there.
I was.
Like, everyone on Twitter was in there having a fucking – like I said, it was a fucking fiesta in my mentions. People were – you guys are dead. Shut up and take this loss. Like, I was ripping the Patriots. Like, I never thought the game was over because, it was Atlanta versus New England. There was no reason for me to ever think it was over. But like, I wasn't like, oh, we're clearly going to win this game because that's assholish. Like, that, no one believes that either. So it's like, I'm going to rip the Patriots. Like, play better. Like, the fact that we got the ball to end regulation, like, because we made them punt because they stink and they're bad. If we had... We ran the annexation of Puerto Rico like the fumble Ruski out of fucking nowhere.
The old Statue of Liberty.
If that had worked, like, that would have been... It was already the greatest game of all time. If that's how it fucking ended, that would have been ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that would have been phenomenal.
Belichick was a real asshole for calling that.
See, here's the thing about... Like, I hear people saying that, like, Atlanta's got a lot of terrible losses. They kind of don't. Like, they don't really make it far enough for the losses to be terrible, right? Like, if the Hawks lose... In 7 games in the second round, I don't think that's a terrible loss.
I get what you're saying. I guess, like, the terrible, I guess it's all, like, perspective. Like, they're terrible for Atlanta.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. I feel like they've had, like, terrible, like, regular season losses. Like the Braves have blown, like, last game of the season type shit.
Oh, my God. The McPick 2 from several weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, those are the kind of terrible, like, they don't have, like, 18-0 losing to the Giants when. A guy no one knows catches the ball with his face type losses. Like, they don't have those.
Donnie Tyree, man, I'll never forget that play.
They don't have, like, Aaron Boone coming off the bench and hitting, like, a walk-off home run in 2003. Like, they don't have those kind of fuck-face losses. But, like, I feel like it's just, like, tough. Like, I have many – I feel bad for our mutual pal, Dreadcraft, because, like
– Shout out to Dread.
Shout out to Dread. I know he's in literal dread right now, but he – I didn't, like, I had so much shit going on in my mentions because, of course, I started talking shit immediately.
Sure.
And I looked at his timeline the next day because he had retweeted some of mine and said something. I looked at his, and all of his tweets were just responding to mine. And he wasn't mad at me at all. He was just using what I was saying as, like you could just feel him, like, climbing the ladder more and more because he was just about to, like, jump. And I felt so bad. I was like, oh, no. What have I done to you, my poor pal? Nah.
If you thought Twitter was bad, Snapchat, man.
Oh, no.
Like, if you're tapping through the parties and it's just, like, touchdown, they're throwing the filter on and when it's up 28-3. And then I saw somebody, it was, like, 100 snaps in the first half. The second half was, like, them cleaning up from, like, the party. It was, like, got to get, like, work in the morning. I was like, God damn.
That's great. People have been, like, burying their jerseys. I've seen all sorts of great stuff on, I don't hate, like, the Falcons or Falcons fans, so, like, I don't, like, revel in all this. Like, it's not fun. Like, when we beat the Seahawks, like, that was fun because, like, I don't really care.
Yeah, there's no rivalry here.
There's none. None whatsoever. Like, I don't know. Like, Bill Russell probably still hates, like, the Hawks from back in the day. Like, I don't know. Like,
but they were the only other team in the league. He
that was a true rivalry.
I'd hate a team I played 82 games and then 7 more times for the championship.
So, like, it's not like I don't hate Julio. Like, I'm not the biggest Matt Ryan guy because, again, he went to Boston College, which is a very strange thing to do for any human being.
Fair.
Like, Arthur Blank, he's pretty electric. Like, I don't have anything against him. When they kept showing that poor man, like, he shouldn't have come down to – he counted his chickens before they hatched big time. Like, he was just down on the sideline ready to fucking go ape shit. Like, and they kept cutting to him on the sideline with, like, the saddest look every time we scored.
Like, if I'm in those shoes, like, the second it gets to, like, 28-12, I go back to the booth.
So fast.
So, like, I don't need this. I can always come back down, but if I like, I'm not going to witness this in person. Like, someone's going to be rubbing my feet, pouring me some champagne, the very least.
They kept just cutting to Kyle Shanahan, like, I don't know, like, playing words with friends on his phone. I don't know what the fuck he was doing for the
Let me say this. I'm 100% serious. I think the 49ers should really reconsider their hire. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I mean, like,
was like when I needed you to do anything, like if you did something, it didn't work. Like, hey, man, we ran the hell out of the ball. Tevin Coleman fumbled 4 times in the second half. That's not on you. You tried.
Right.
But whatever he did, I'd really be like, you know what? I don't think we have the same goals in mind. I don't want to, like, what's the point of us wasting 3 years? We don't have the same goals in mind. We don't have the same personnel. Like, these 13 receivers, I don't know 2 49ers receivers. This shit ain't going to work out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking
Torrey Smith is the only one I know. I think he's still there.
He is, but, like, their leading receiver was, like, I think
J.J. Stokes.
I think it was Jericho Cotchery, like, legitimately.
Oh, my God.
Which is off. Like, Brandon Lloyd still might be out there running routes. Who fuck knows? Like, hey.
I think Moss caught 1 or 2 long for him this year.
Well, like, I don't want to go, like, way off course here, but, like, I think Colin Kaepernick played fairly fucking well this year, considering we can't name legitimately, like, 3 of his targets.
He did. He should absolutely get another shot at starting and at the very least be on somebody's roster next year, and I don't have that much confidence that either of those will happen.
Yeah, me neither, but, like, I don't know if I could name, like, 15 better starters, like, just based on, like, this past year, like, not career, just based on this past year. I don't know if I can, like, that's kind of bothered me when people are like, oh, the Patriots didn't play anyone, which I think we should still say, like, Patriots didn't play anyone this year, the Super Bowl, like, man, they just kind of sleptwalked to it, because, like, they really didn't. We just,
again, that's fine, too.
If you want to say the Patriots played a good quarterback because we beat Matt Ryan, who I guess was the MVP this year, and, oh, this was the other apology I had. I want to apologize to you, international Super Bowl correspondent Trill Weathers.
I'm listening, yes.
He went to Australia, quick flight there and back, and he said Tom Brady was a top 2 MVP candidate. I mocked you for that. I thought Aaron, 0 points in the first half against the Falcons, Rodgers would have been in the top 2. He was, in fact, not. He was, like, 9th, which I appreciate the NFL voters getting that right. Tom Brady was 2nd, which shocked me. Everyone in the know told me he had no shot, didn't belong up there. I was like, sure, I don't really care. I'm more worried about the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady was 2nd. So my apologies to you, sir.
I mean, like I tell all my Australian friends, you can never count out Tom Brady.
You can't count out. A lot of people counted out Touchdown Tom. That was the biggest sin committed by the internet on Sunday.
I mean, it's going to happen again next year. Who are we kidding? We're going to be in the same exact shoes next year. I mean, is Brady too old? He's going to be, what, 40, 41 by then?
40.
Oh, yeah. Like the round number of 40? Oh, yeah. Let him have a bad, two bad throws.
The Patriots are absolutely winning the Super Bowl next year. There's not a doubt in my mind, and I'm not just saying that to be a dick. Like, this is just the pattern. We win one, we take a year off, then we win two in a row. We did it once. I don't know why it wouldn't happen again.
What do you think you guys are going to get for Gronk?
Like a third? Belichick. Belichick always
would you be surprised if they trade him? I would not.
No, I wouldn't. He was partying today during the Super Bowl parade as if he was going to be here for the next 20 years. But we just want to – here's the thing. If we can't re-sign Bennett, and Bennett sounds like he has no intentions of taking a team-friendly deal, which I don't blame him. Like,
nor should he, yeah. He got the ring. Like, I get the max.
Yeah, if he didn't get the ring, I could see him coming back for, like, 1 year. But the fact that he got the ring, like, that's all he ever wanted. Now he can go get fucking paid. And thank you, Mike Martellus Bennett. You showed up in the last game. You took a lot of defenders with you while Gronk was out. Like, we don't go undefeated without Gronk, without – Bennett too. So shout out to Martellus Bennett, great guy. He loved it here. He was never going to go to the White House. I think like most of the team's not going to go to the White House.
It's going to be Brady, Belichick, and Chris Hogan. Like they're them and Pence and Trump going to be playing 2-for-2 tennis. Like just the whitest thing you could ever imagine.
I think Edelman's going to go because he's so severely concussed. They can just bring him wherever they want.
He's at where? Where's that Obama cat? I'd like to meet him.
We need to pay Hightower. We need to pay. But the thing is, I think we have like the second most cap space in the league.
I saw that.
So like,
but I don't, just because you have it, is Belichick going to use it though? Like if it was anybody but him.
I get what you're saying, but like it's not like Gronk's in the way of doing anything. Like we traded Jamie Collins because he was going to want too much money. He just got the most money like ever for his position. We traded Chandler Jones because we don't pay DNs. We just don't. We never pay DNs. We let Seymour go. We let plenty of people go. So that wasn't a shock at all. And we got Martellus Bennett through that trade. So, like, great fucking trade for us. We won that trade. Trey Flowers had 2.5 fucking sacks in the Super Bowl. Like, we did fine without Chandler Jones, even though he was very good during our last Super Bowl run. So we need to pay Logan Ryan, who was great in the Super Bowl. Like, he shadowed Julio pretty much most of the game. He was phenomenal. We need to pay him. We need to pay Malcolm Butler, who, again, had a flawless Super Bowl because that play no longer counts.
Hey, fair is fair.
And he was also the only one. He had a huge pass breakup on their tight end when in the fourth quarter to make sure their drive ended. So he did do that. And he tackled Freeman on one of those runs where he just kept fucking going and there was, like, no Patriot in the camera shot for, like, 20 yards.
You know, I remember exactly which one you're talking about because he got 4 carries. I can see it to the T.
But if Butler doesn't make that tackle, like, there was no one else back there. Like, Freeman was just gone. So he made those two huge plays, and he made plenty of big plays all fucking season and last season. So I'm fully on board paying him a huge deal. And Dante Hightower, pay him.
These guys.
Huh?
I can't wait till he lets all these guys walk and just he's just going to hoard cap space and comp picks.
The thing is, like, I can't even, like, If that does happen, like I can't even fully hate it because it'll just work again. Like it's working.
Oh yeah, no, whatever he decides. Like I don't like Bennett Revis. I feel like it's another one like where it's just like, well, he's an older guy. He's playing for one last deal. Would you want him? And Belichick's like, yeah, actually, I would. He's still very good. Like, do I want Martellus Bennett or Darrell Revis for 6 years? Maybe not. Do I want him for one? Absolutely.
Yeah, so many Patriots fans are still mad at Revis for leaving. And like at the time, it was like, look, we just won the Super Bowl, and like. He's gonna get a huge contract. Like what? Like he was a paid assassin. Like, thank you.
Oh yeah, that's a win-win for both sides. There's nobody should be mad there.
Yeah, and he went and crippled the Jets again. Like, thanks. Like
that's what I'm saying. Everybody should be happy here.
Yeah, the people who are still mad at Darrell Revis, if you're a Patriot fan, shut the fuck up. But I don't know how you don't pay Hightower. Like I said, I've already put him in Canton. I really think he's the best linebacker of all time. Like he does no wrong.
I'm not gonna disagree. I love my Patriots.
And you're Alabama.
And my Tide.
So and plus, like, I think we're gonna have a ton of draft picks this year because we're gonna trade Jimmy G.
True.
So that's why,
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's house money at this point. Like
trading Gronk would surprise me zero. keeping Gronk would also not surprise me because, like, at the end of the day, he's still probably the best player in the league when he's out there.
Well, how many years does he have left?
I don't know. I know last summer he was asking for an extension and, like, a shit ton of money, and he's probably going to try that again this year because I think he's a Rosenhaus guy.
Oh, God, then yes. Yep, I'm looking at it right now. Agent Drew Rosenhaus. He has got – so this was 2017. Oh, he's got two more years.
Yeah, so, like, I guess that's –
I don't – yeah.
If someone wanted to trade for him, now would definitely be the time.
See, that's the thing. Like, I was thinking it was one, but two more years? Oh, yeah. I'd just run him into the ground next year, honestly.
Yeah.
If I was Belichick, just throw him 160 balls.
It's not even a huge deal either. Like, it was – I think it was the most for a tight end ever when he signed it, but, like, comparatively to, like, other positions, it's, like, not that bad.
He's making $8 million.
Yeah. I think so.
No, excuse me. This year, his base salary was $4.2 million. Like, Andrew Harris might make like four with bonus for being the best player at his position in the league, probably the best at his position of all time. He made $6 million. Like Tony Allen makes like $6 million. There's relief pitchers.
Oh, God.
They pitch once a week and make 8.5. That's absurd.
Tyler Zeller legitimately makes $5 million this year.
To be the ninth string center on the Boston on the Boston Celtics. That's amazing.
To not grab rebounds for the Boston Celtics, he makes $5 million.
So next year Gronk makes $8 million, but the year after that, $9 million, but it's only a $2 million cap hit. So I think I got one more year of Gronk and then something. Trade, cut, something.
Yeah, I could see that. But again, Belichick trading Collins, like his move should never shock me anymore. Him trading Jamie Collins shocked the fuck out of me. So
he's not a Monday through Friday player, Bill. It's as simple as that.
So him trading Gronk wouldn't surprise me in the least. I guess it came out that the Texans wanted to trade DeAndre Hopkins for Jamie Collins when we were shopping Jamie Collins.
Well, who wanted to do that? I thought the Patriots. I was like, the Patriots want to do that. I was like, yeah, I bet they do. I would like to trade Andy Dalton for Andrew Luck. I think that'd be terrific.
Listen, let's not act like Jamie Collins isn't a beast. Like,
no, he's fine. He's a perfectly fine player, but I would not trade him for DeAndre Hopkins.
The way it was told to me was that was the Texans' idea, and I could very well be wrong. I'm not gonna like fight on that, but like, we don't need a wide receiver, and they don't need a defender. So it's a very strange idea. But if we want to trade Jimmy G for like DeAndre and like a fourth, like I'm all in on that. Let's get DeAndre Hopkins in here.
That's honestly like the first and only call I'd make every single time, like just until they budged.
Just keep lowering the round of the pick.
Yeah, just like, all right, Jimmy G in a sixth, no, fifth, no, conditional fourth, no, conditional third, no, regular third, okay.
Finally, some sense. So I'm excited for this offseason. I just signed Dante Hightower. If they let Butler go, I'll be sad because he's a hero, but I'll understand. Like, but you can't let Dante Hightower leave.
I'll say Butler's the one that should really be going for the check. Like, he's going to be a hero in New England regardless. There's nowhere to go but down for him.
Yeah.
I would leave. I'd get my ass out of there, dog. If the Jaguars want to pay me $80 million, 40 guarantee to get roasted 16 weeks, I'm out of there.
Yeah, I already got two rings. Like why the fuck not?
Two rings. I'm undrafted. I got this fucking truck from Tom Brady. I'm good. There's no state tax in Florida. Like
people forget that.
People don't like to talk about it.
But yeah, just a tremendous game. And Danny Amendola is someone I've given grief to since before we even signed him, and then when we did sign him, I hated him more. This is two Super Bowl runs in a row where he just fucking shows up.
He's contributed, man.
Yeah, I didn't give him any grief since we won the last one. Not a lot, probably. Maybe some here and there. But, like, there's nothing. Like, when chips are fucking down, he's there. Chris Hogan was not there, really. He made a couple plays. Wasn't fully there. If we want to replace him with DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not going to cause a stand.
Who am I to argue with, Bill?
And someone the other day was like, oh, yeah, Julian Edelman could be done soon. Like, Julian Edelman's going to play for another, like, 20 years. Like, he doesn't feel feelings.
I'll say, yeah, it's like, he's not going to know who he is in 20 years, but that's his business, not mine. If he wants to lace him up, who am I to stop him?
He for sure doesn't care about things like that. And, like you said, who am I to tell him how to live his life? But just tremendous. Five rings is outrageous. Tom Brady has like every Super Bowl. He's thrown for over 2,000 yards in 7 games. Like, that's like a 4,000, like 300 yard season against literally the best team in the league for a 16 game schedule.
Decent.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not a numbers guy, so.
During the first half, they were like, Montana never threw a pick six in the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, he played in fucking 4 of them. Like, that's not a lot of quarters to be throwing sixes.
You double his time, then maybe he fucks up.
Yeah, Brady played in twice as many games, and he finally threw one.
I don't want to say it, but Joe Montana being nice, is it small sample size? I feel like, I don't think it's too early to push that narrative.
Well, I have been using, like, the LeBron fan argument for, like, Jordan went 6-0 in finals. It's like, yeah, he only made 6. Like, LeBron, like, Joe Montana went 4-0. Like, good for him. Like, he only made fucking 4 of them.
Great. I think Hakeem and his 2 rings are great, Joe Montana.
It's a great day to be me.
Us?
Yeah, us. Our Red Sox start up soon.
Can't wait.
World Series favorites, I think. No, the Cubs probably are, but we're right up there.
I was like, man, I think Pedro's got some heat. I think he still got it, man. One last good year.
You're looking for, you hate Curt Schilling's commentary, but you'll live with his pitching?
My God, man. You want 8 innings? Easy? You want a terrible take afterwards? Same guy.
You go to the Shill, man.
I go to see money.
Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz in the heart of that lineup. Ooh, boy.
Oh, my God. Talk about Freddie Lynn out there playing some outfield. My God.
You
man.
Sneaky know a lot of baseball.
I used to be I've met Doug Flynn before. I used to be a baseball fan.
It's awesome.
Doug Flynn is very tiny in person. He's very nice. He's a very nice man, but he's very tiny.
It's all very confusing, this particular show we do.
It is. Let's talk basketball.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated. My slang banging, you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Damn if you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'ma be with it. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. For my guess, y'all useless, just talking music. Never mistake me for a fake MC, you got the wrong identity. Nigga, I'm CT. Get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies, you be sleeping where the maggots be. Ain't nothing kinda used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap casualty. Come on. Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime. What? 10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in each hand, twin 4-5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a rape. Sons and daughters, one order, you be floating in water. Bad news, home of the Dynasty Raiders. One love to the old school niggas dead in jail that tried to raise us. Even the ones that tried to blaze us but couldn't even graze us. So them bitch ass niggas y'all killing don't amaze us. Y'all slopping, I'm spitting with a mouthful of
waves. Jules, representing bad news. Hey yo, my homie, set that shit.
Everybody stay fly, get money, kill and fuck bitches. I'm hitting anything in plain view for my riches. BA spine is filling up ditches when niggas turn bitches. Dying for 0 digits, I'm a giant, y'all midgets. I know killers that kill for a fee that'll kill your ass for free. Believe me, how you wanna die fast or slowly? Fast as a roadie, slow as a roly-poly. I bought your shit, it was weak, trashed it, now you owe me. All the hardcore niggas know me. I ain't knocking, I'm just gonna bust up in a motherfucker. Taking anything that's rightfully mine. Plus AK rifles and nines, Vizique crew thick designs with jewels that shine all the time. Ain't nothing sweet about this rate of mistake. I got niggas where you eat shit, sleep and beat your meat. Die reaching for heat, leave you leaking in the street. Niggas screaming he was a good boy ever since he was born. But fuck it, he gone, life must go on. Niggas don't live that long. Put holes in wigs when niggas think they hand strong. Got niggas hollering with jewels dead wrong on this song. This type of murder don't need no hook. Just 40 fucking bars from the mouth of a crook. Yo,